I love this window of Saint Bernadette. She's so humble and peaceful and prayerful. And even though when Bernadette died at the age of 35, she was a nun with the Sisters of Charity in Nevers, France, our window shows her as she was when Our Lady appeared to her in the little village of Lourdes. Saint Bernadette appears in our window just as she looked when Our Lady appeared to her. And no one would have expected that for Bernadette Soubeyrous. No one would have expected anything from little Bernadette. She was from a very poor family in a poor village. She was always sick and she rarely went to school. Bernadette did not even know her catechism lessons very well. There were certainly no great expectations for this little girl from the little village of Lourdes. There were probably no great expectations on May 10th, 1942, when the Bishop of Raleigh founded the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes here in the little town of Monroe. There were probably no great expectations for the little church in the little town founded during the time of a worldwide war. But in nearly 77 years, we've accomplished a lot. On May 10th of this year, we will celebrate our 77th birthday as a parish. This weekend, however, we get to celebrate our parish feast day for the 77th time. You know, seven is a pretty important number in the scriptures. In Genesis, there are the 7 days of creation, and there are the seven seals on the book of the Lamb in Revelation. The prophet Elijah sent Naaman, the king of Aram, to wash 7 times in the Jordan River so that he could be healed. Peter asked Jesus if he must forgive his brother 7 times a day. Jesus responds saying that we forgive 70 times 7 times. We have 7 days in our week, and every 7 days there's a Sabbath. Every 7 years there is a Sabbath year. It's a time of rest and completion. It's a moment of mercy and reconciliation. 7 is a very, very important number in our faith. And here we are, celebrating our 77th feast day. It is a moment of rest and completion. We have so many reasons to give thanks. Look back at our history. Look ahead to our future. Look around and see the gift that God gives us this day. We have many reasons to give thanks. We have many reasons to seek mercy. Look back to our history. There are old wounds and old fights and old misunderstandings. We have many reasons to seek mercy. Look around at the invitation that God gives us this day. We are a people gathered by mercy. We are a people who want to show mercy. We want to declare a Sabbath from division. We want to declare a Sabbath from separation. We want to declare this holy ground consecrated by mercy as a sanctuary for peace, prayer, and reconciliation. Look around at the invitation God gives us this day. Look forward to the future where mercy and healing and unity will flow from here and from us like the waters of Lourdes. It is a Sabbath year in the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes, and the waters of mercy are flowing. And so we have great expectation. We have great expectation in the promise of God and the protection of Our Lady. We have great expectation with our dear Saint Bernadette, and with all the holy ones who once worshiped with us here and now worship in God's kingdom. We have great expectation in the waters of mercy flowing at the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, if you are wounded, come to the waters of Lourdes. If you are hurting, come to the waters of Lourdes. If you are fearful, come to the waters of Lourdes. If you are angry and anxious, if you are alone and afraid, if you are rejected and dejected, come to the healing waters of mercy, flowing at the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes. It is the Sabbath year. The feast is prepared at the altar of God, and we have great expectation. Amen.